Here at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, joined by former Bears quarterback Jim Miller, now the star of Sirius Radio. Jim, I just want to get your take on some of the guys that maybe improved their stock here at the Combine. I know there was a 4.22 40, something you probably matched in your day. But tell me a little bit about who improved their stock.
Yeah, obviously John Ross from Washington, absolute blazing speed. I know scouts that had him at 4.16. So, I mean, this guy really just blew the socks off it in terms of the 40 time. Considered a first-round draft pick, I think he solidified it. How about Godwin, the wide receiver from Penn State? He's coming off a monster Rose Bowl. He had like 9 receptions, 162 yards. He came out and had solid times, and I think really helped his stock from a receiver standpoint as well.
Now, how about someone like Myles Garrett? Everybody expect him to be the number one pick anyway to Cleveland. I mean, it seems like he solidified that 41 vertical inch at that weight. That's incredible, right?
Yeah, 4.6 on the 40. I mean, we're talking about a guy that's, you know, close to almost 280 pounds, if not more. And then he busts the 41-inch vertical. It just talks about his explosiveness is what it does. And he kind of backed it up. And I think it's going to be tough for Cleveland to really pass him over at the number one spot. So great player in Myles Garrett.
A lot of people want to know about the quarterbacks here. Who impressed you the most, both in terms of watching the interviews and also on the field?
I think, everything from what the insiders are saying, scouts and everybody you talk to, I think Deshaun Watson really had a good combine, you know, and he threw the ball extremely well. And I don't want to – he threw the ball the best of a bad lot. Let's just put it that way. It's just an underwhelming class is what it is. So I think Deshaun Watson would probably be considered one. Trubisky and him are fighting it out. Trubisky probably is more athletic overall. But I think that's really the conversation that teams are going to happen of which quarterback goes first. Then I think you would put the other guys, whether it's Patrick Mahomes and Kaiser, those guys would round it out. Two guys that I thought did extremely well. I like Davis Webb from California, and I think Nate Peterman out of Pitt is really going to surprise.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace has made no secret of the fact that they need to stabilize the quarterback position and address it this offseason. Obviously, a lot of people are interested about the Bears possibly getting a quarterback in the draft. If they are to get a quarterback in the draft, do they have to take that quarterback at number 3? Do you think they could trade back into the first round? Do you think that guy might be there early in the second round? What's your opinion of that?
Well, when you look at Jonathan Allen, obviously the debate is who's going to go number 1 overall. Is it Myles Garrett or is it going to be Jonathan Allen? But what's the problem with Allen? He's got the arthritic shoulders. How long is he going to play? Is that going to make him slide down the boards? So let's say if he gets past 2 and the Bears got a decision at 3, would a team be willing to trade up, in my opinion, for Jonathan Allen? And then maybe the Bears could slide back and potentially select a quarterback, whether it's Trubisky, whether that's Deshaun Watson, or if they elect to make the selections where they are and then come back in the second round. The only thing I worry about is that they'd have to trade up into the back end of the first round, because what I'm hearing is guys like Patrick Mahomes and Kaiser are probably going to work themselves into the first round. So let's say if Patrick Mahomes, if you're able to trade up in the second round into the late first, ladder slots of the first round, then what it does, it gets you that extra year of eligibility. You'll get the 5th year. And what do we know about guys like Patrick Mahomes and Kaiser? They're not ready to play right now. So it actually benefit the Bears if they're thinking that way to trade up, get that 5th round of eligibility. That way you can develop them easily the first year.
Jim, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. I really appreciate it. And thanks for watching at ChicagoBears.com.